Parshas Vayakhel begins by reiterating the precept of Shabbos, the Sabbath. More specifically, the prohibition of doing any work on the Shabbos. But before speaking of this mitzvah, there is the introductory verse stating, Vayakhel Moshe, and Moses assembled the entire community of the children of Israel, and said to them, Eile ha-devorim, these are the words which God has commanded to do. Now our sages note that the second half of this first verse is directly related to the content of the next verse, speaking of Shabbat. For the words Eile ha-devorim offer a numerical equivalent to the number 39, indicating the exact number of the types of work or labor that is forbidden on Shabbat. But what of the first half of this verse? Why are we told here that Moses assembled the entire people? This question was sensed already by our sages, and they comment. From the very beginning of the Torah to its very end, we do not find a single parsha that starts off with saying, Vayakhel, and he assembled, except for this parsha. This comes to teach us that God said to Moses, gather together great assemblies, and explain before all of them the laws relating to Shabbat. Thus the generations to come will learn from you, that they too shall organize large assemblies every Shabbat, which are to gather in the study halls, in order to teach and instruct Israel the words of the Torah, the laws of what is forbidden and what is permitted. Vayakhel, the concept of assembling on the Shabbat, thus teaches us an important principle about Shabbat. Generally, we know three things relating to Shabbat. It is a holy day, altogether different from the rest of the week. Thus we are commanded to remember and observe the Sabbath day in order to sanctify it. We remember and sanctify it by making Kiddush at the very beginning of the day and Havdalah at its very end. We observe or guard it by obeying the prohibition of not doing any one of the 39 kinds of labor which are permitted during the 6 weekdays, but forbidden on the Shabbat. Thirdly, Scripture ordains that you shall call the Shabbat onek, a delight. Thus on Shabbat it is a mitzvah to eat and drink, to enjoy fine beverages and delicious food, to rest and to relax. The passive observance of not working, and the physical delights of rest, food, and drink are not all. These are for the benefit of the body, so that even our physical reality will enjoy the Shabbat and await it with anticipation. But man also has a soul, and the soul too needs its sustenance, its food. The soul too needs its kind of food and delights if it is to sustain and support us during the 6 workdays, when each of us is involved and preoccupied with our work and business affairs. The 7th day of the week is not only Shabbat, a rest day, but Shabbat l'Hashem, a Shabbat unto God. This then is the message of the first verse of this parsha. Vayakhel, gather the people together on the Shabbat, for this is a day set aside to step out of the worldly preoccupations of the whole week. This is a day to relax from our daily affairs and involvements. This is a day that we can sit back and enjoy. But by the same token, This is a day that provides an extraordinary opportunity to recharge our spiritual batteries. A day to think of our spiritual reality, of our ultimate meaning and purpose as human beings and as Jews. A day on which we are free to think of our Creator, of the Master of the Universe, by means of Torah and Tefillah, study and prayer. This principle applies especially to laymen, to people unable to devote too much time during the week to the service of God. Shabbat now allows them greater concentration on prayer and the study of Torah. Moreover, doing so together with others, in the context of Vayakel, public assemblies, lends greater quality to our Torah and prayer, and also strengthens our communal bonds and our sense of responsibility for others. The Shabbat, therefore, is a unique gift from heaven. It reinforces our identity, makes us conscious of who we are and what we are, and keeps us aware of this when preoccupied with our work and business affairs during the 6 workdays of the week to follow.